Hey, what's going on? And welcome back to another day here in the members area and the Advanced Coaches Prep Course. My name is Joshua Pellissier, of course. Today I'm going to talk about something a little bit racy. So if you have this on speaker, and speaker's open and you don't have headphones in or you know, people are around, you want to go ahead and put your headphones in or turn the volume down or mute it or something and watch this later. Because I want to talk a little bit about a game that I would play, and I still do, whenever sort of the conversation starts to die down. Now, there's a crucial moment in an interaction with a woman when you're talking to her and you're flirting with her or whatever, and she's actually engaging you back, and so you're having a pretty good conversation. And then things are okay, they're good, and then it just sort of sputters out, and then, you know, you don't know what happens. It kind of goes away. The attraction that was there before seems to disappear, and what do? You know? So the only way to get around this is to have a series of games or conversations that you can talk about or say or games that you can play with her that you know are designed to create and build attraction. So instead of having just a normal conversation that you're going to make up on the spot, you're going to have these very well calculated and well designed sort of games that you're going to play, and they're going to lead to her being more attracted to you or at least being at level of the current attraction, because what typically happens is if things start to die off, then your attraction's kind of like a meter. And as you stop saying what you want to say and stop kind of building the attraction and talking and having a good time, it starts to drop down slowly and slowly and slowly and slowly like this until eventually it's just gone and it just disappears. And that's what happens when you stand at a bar by yourself as well for an extended period of time, just kind of looking around at different women that you're going to talk to and not approaching. This is called dropping value or dropping state. And so what we're going to attempt to do is we're going to keep the value very high with the interaction that you're currently having with this girl, because if you get one moment of dropped value in an interaction, it can be the difference between her being attracted to you and her walking off literally in the middle of your conversation. So here's a game that I used to play, and the reason why it's kind of racy is because it's got a kind of a racy name. And that name is called Fuck, Marry, Kill. It's not like marry like a person, by the way. It's a marry as in I would marry somebody. So basically, and this is a game that I think Howard Stern talks about a little bit, but I sort of put a different twist on it for me, for my purposes, to make sure it builds attraction and instead of just being like a funny thing to talk about. So instead of saying like the original game of Fuck, Marry, Kill is, and by the way, if you think you're talking to someone or you're religious or the person you're talking to is religious, you can say kiss, marry, slap. It's a G-rated version of that. So depending on who you're talking to or to whom you're speaking, you may want to, you know, alter this. I've said both. If I feel like someone's kind of uptight a little bit and would be a little bit afraid of me saying things that are a little racy, then I would usually say something like kiss, marry, slap. But it's up to you. Use your own discretion, but know that you have to decide and figure out which one they're going to be susceptible to or, you know, sort of accepting of in the beginning so that you can, you know, alter this so that it fits their personality. So I usually go with Fuck, Marry, Kill if possible, especially if I'm at a bar. I usually take a little bit of a chance on that, even if, you know, I have had some negative reaction from saying that and people get offended. But, you know, there's enough women out there, so I didn't really mind that much. So maybe you should have the same attitude, maybe not. But anyway, so the game, the original game, is that you name three people, you know, someone you would fuck, someone you would marry, and someone you would kill if you had the opportunity. And, you know, people, it's a fun game, and they say they don't really mean they're going to kill anybody, or any of the other two, to be honest. But it just sort of gives us insight into their personality a little bit. But what you're going to do is you're going to take a spin on that, and you're going to try to get her to sort of scramble and squirm a little bit, and maybe defend herself a little bit where it's not necessary. And this is going to build some kind of a traction that you wouldn't have had otherwise. Sort of an authoritative attraction, sort of a leadership attraction. And so what you do is you say, you know, you're having a conversation and then things start to run out, you don't know what to say. So go, hey, let's play a game real quick. And she'll go, okay, you know, let's say you're sitting at a bar because that's probably the easiest place to play this game. But if you're at it, you can do it in any environment as long as, you know, everyone can't hear what you're saying, just the two of you mostly. So you go, okay, I'm going to point to a guy here and I want you to tell me, would you rather fuck him? Would you rather marry him? Or would you rather kill them? And you can only have those three choices. You know, they're like, oh, I wouldn't kill anybody, or I don't hate anybody, whatever. Just go, okay, we'll slap then, you know. So just kind of make it dynamic. So go, okay. She'll go, okay, great, sounds fun. So point to a guy, and here's what you're going to do. You're going to have a specific response for each one of her responses. So if she says fuck, you'll say something. Marry, you'll say something, and kill, you'll say something. So you'll go through this a few times here, and you'll have this this response sort of built out, so you don't have to worry about trying to think on the fly. So point to a guy first, and try to point to sort of a douchebag, if you can find one. I'm sure there's one hanging around. Any place, there's always at least one douchebag. And if you don't see him anywhere, it's probably because that douchebag is you. So keep that in mind. My friend used to say, my dad always said that there's always one weirdo on the bus, and I looked around, and I couldn't find him. No. So it's trying to say that he's the weirdo. So anyway, you try to find a douchebag that's not you, and you want to point to that douchebag and go, what about him? And she'll say, oh, I'll kill him, or I'll slap him, or I'll fuck him, or whatever it is. Like, she'll give a response. One thing that happens here is you'll get a really good idea about what attracts this woman in a visceral level, because she'll be telling you specifically exactly what attracts her. She'll be like, well, I'd fuck that guy, or I'd marry that guy. And really, typically, the ones that you want to look at that are really important for you to pay attention to are the guys that she would fuck, not the guys that she would marry. The guys that she would marry are guys that are good for long-term, good guys, you know? But they're not necessarily, they don't have the edge that would turn her on sexually, right? And that's why that women say that they would rather marry a guy than fuck him, you know? Of course, that's kind of a catch-22 because, you know, ideally you have lots of sex when you're married. But besides that, right, in regards of all that, she's going to give you these three different answers, and you point to a douchebag first, you point to a nerdy guy if you can, you point to a guy who just looks terrible, like a complete mess. Someone who's just like standing around nervous and whatever you can. And try to start to get her to talk about them. Which one would you rather do, right? So try to get at least one of each answer out of her if you can. And you probably will, because she'll probably feel compelled to give you one of each answer. So when she says that she would fuck somebody, then you want to lay this like, oh, you're a dirty girl kind of response to that. Like, whoa, man, you're naughty, you know? Just kind of give her this response back that's like, you know, hey, I didn't realize you're in that sort of thing, you know, blah, blah. And she's going to smile about it, and she'll laugh back a little bit, and then you continue, right? If she says she would marry somebody, then there's the kicker. You have to be okay and confident with doing this. This is very important. So it's kind of you taking a step out there. You're going to have to walk up and talk to someone else you don't know. But what I did, and I do, which is probably the best result I've ever gotten from the answers. I've tested different answers for these questions all over the board, and this one, these three answers that I'm giving you, giving her like the dirty girl thing for the fuck part, and then what I'm about to say for the other two, have the best attraction building responses. So test them out and see which ones you think are, you know, best for you, and you can feel free to alter these any way you want as well. So if she gives you, I'd marry that guy, then you go, oh my god, immediately jump into this mode, like, oh, well, let me introduce you, you know, and then stand up and walk over. If she doesn't try to stop you, then just go over there. If she does try to stop you, go, oh, no, come on, you know, try to convince her, but she's going to go, no, and then you sit down, you're like, are you sure? Because it could be your future husband over there, you know, and, you know, she'll laugh a little bit, you'll laugh back and forth, and then you're done. But if she doesn't try to stop you, and she tries to call your bluff, stand up, walk over to the guy, and go, hey, I want you to introduce you to my friend real quick, come here. And bring him over, introduce them, and then go, I'm going to leave you two alone. And then stand up and walk off. Now, this sounds counterintuitive. But the reason why this is okay to do is for two reasons. One, you're leading the interaction. So it's only a matter of time before this guy screws up. And she's comparing this guy to you. And so whenever he screws up, and you, who are leading the interaction, split, and you're talking to somebody else, you're going to have to immediately approach somebody else and start talking to them. And sort of go out of, you know, not necessarily out of sight or too far away, just have a good time with somebody else within eye shot. Don't keep looking over, though. Don't look over her at all. Just pretend like she doesn't even exist anymore. So what you're going to do is you're going to talk to them, introduce them, and then split. She'll come back to you, and mark my words, she will. She'll come back to you in about 30 minutes, maybe even less, maybe 10 minutes, and she'll go, man, I changed my mind. I'm going to slap that guy, or I'm going to kill that guy, or whatever, you know, and then she'll complain about him to you, basically, for a little bit, and you'll laugh about it, and then you'll keep talking and hanging out. And basically what you're doing right now is you're doing a massive takeaway. You're saying, here I am, I'm attractive, I'm a leader, I'm very fun, exciting, and then you said you'd marry that guy, you called my bluff, so I went over there, introduced you, and then I split, so now I'm gone over here hanging out with other people, and if you don't try to sort of win me over every time I do that, then I'm going to just walk off. And it's not going to be like you're angry or anything. You're just going to be like, oh, well, okay, I'm gone. No big deal. So this sort of gets it in her head that she can't try to call your bluff over and over again or sort of give you too many tests because you'll just leave. And you're, you know, maybe she thinks you're too naive to even realize you're testing or you're being tested. And that's fine because then you have a lot of leeway. It's much better to make people think that you're naive than it is to make people think that you're wise when you're not. So it's much better to have the upper hand here like this. So so that's what you say for Mary when she says, I'd like to marry that guy. Then when you get to kill, then I want you to have another kind of negative response. Kind of like, whoa, now, hang on there, tiger, you know. Put down your gun, you know. I'm sure he's a nice guy. He looks like your type, you know. So try to label this guy as her type. She goes, what? No, what makes you think he's my type? Make her defend herself a little bit. If you can get her to defend herself like that a little bit, you'll find that you have a much more more exciting interaction with her, and she has a lot more fun with you. It's very playful, very lighthearted, and it's something that you can say while you can do while you're sort of in this stage of limbo where you forget what to say, and you don't really have anything else to move on. And normally, most guys would sort of just crash and burn right there and say something stupid and get nervous. You have to have a whole pool of things to choose from. To say at that moment that have been proven to build attraction so that you can say them. Don't rely on them, but you know, don't make that the first thing you say or anything. That's not really what banter is. Banter is only there in your back pocket in case you can't think of something to say. So there's a little game called Fuck, Marry, Kill, or a little game called FMK. And I hope you enjoyed that. In a couple of days, you'll get another video from me, or you know, pretty soon you'll get another video, and I'll teach you the next step in this process. So have a great day today, and try this out tonight and or today at a cafe. As soon as you have that next time that it hits, and you're like, what do I say? What do I say? I want you to try it out. Just try practicing, try playing it, and you know, it'll sort of occupy you guys for about 5 minutes or so, or 10 minutes, and it'll allow that attraction to spike up. Again, so she's having a good time and she's having fun. Because remember, attraction is just curiosity. And if she does flip it on you, what I usually do is either banter off everything by saying oh no, I can't do that. I wouldn't judge people like that. I don't know her. I mean, she's hot, but you know, I don't know if she's good in bed. Just because she's hot doesn't mean she's good in bed. So I don't know if I want to sleep with her. Just kind of argue with her a little bit, or say fuck to everybody. It doesn't matter who they are, what they look like, how attractive. Just say, joke around and say fuck to everybody. But make sure that she knows you're joking. You'll be like, that one over there? Yeah, I'd fuck her. Yeah, yeah. You know, she's like, would you fuck everybody? No, I wouldn't fuck a single guy in this room. You know, only the women. So just play around with it a little bit and make it kind of fun and silly and make sure that she knows that you're joking. So again, stay tuned in a couple of days and check that out. Try it out. Let me know what you think. Comment below. And let me know what kind of success you have with it. Talk to you soon.